این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
May 13, 1984. Unfortunately, the interests of Islam and Islamic subjects undergone distortion were distorted, especially by Bani Abbas in the early days of Islam. They forced the clerics affiliated to Islam to make a cooked interpretation of the verses to tamper with the Quran. However, thank Allah, the Quran remained intact among the Muslims and they could not make attention in the Quran.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Salamu alaikum, dear respected listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and this is the Spring of the Truth. Imam Khomeini, rahmatullahi alayh, states that people are facing two powerful enemies, inside and outside. The enemy that is inside man is his carnal desires. These desires urge man to commit sin. The carnal self persuades people to listen to his sinful demands and to fulfill them. It always creates deep desires for doing wrong, doing guilty acts, and being involved in sinful behavior. Most of what people feel of willingness to cross the religion borders or transgress the Sharia boundaries and oppose Allah's law is due to the influence of their carnal desires. On the other hand, man is facing another strong enemy outside of him, which is Satan. Satan always exposes people to degeneration and morally unacceptable deeds. Satan induces people to do everything that distances them from God. Satan does it with profound temptation and intense persuasion.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل
If a person is not completely careful about his behavior, careful about his actions, and if he neglects God and his blessings, he suddenly would realize that there is a great distance between him and the merciful God. In order to get rid of these inside and outside enemies, man must always maintain his relationship with God. Man, from the beginning of his life up to the end, is in constant struggle with these two adversaries. And he only can be victorious if he is totally watchful, totally attentive and awake. In this holy war, as Imam Khomeini mentions, if man made a mistake, slipped away from the right path and disobeyed Allah, he has to repent soon and return back to Allah. He should not let his desires overcome him. He should not let Satan disappoint him from the mercy of Allah. If someone makes a mistake, soon his attachment to Allah should become tighter and firmer. Imam Khomeini has pointed to an important factor in life. One has to seek refuge in God, beseech his mercy with humble supplications, so that Allah may help him be victorious against his carnal desires and to become released from the influence of the evil. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. Every night and every day.
Every night and every day.